Comics for Beginners Podcast, Episode 23. Getting feedback.
Hi, and welcome to the Comics for Beginners Podcast. I'm Palle Schmidt, writer, artist, illustrator, comics creator, creator of the graphic novel The Devil's Concubine that was released from IDW in 2011, and soon to be ridiculously famous as the artist on an upcoming US book from Boom Studios, Thomas Alsop, a monthly book written by Chris Miscavige and drawn and colored by yours truly. I'm sure once that book hits the shelves, I'll be hearing your opinion, and getting people's opinion is actually the topic of this show today. So I thought that was a nice little segue. So let's dig into the meat and potatoes of this episode: how and why you should get feedback. So, feedback. Let's discuss the definition first. If I look in my Merriam-Webster's dictionary here, it says that feedback is the transmission of evaluative or corrective information about an action, event, or process to the original or controlling source. But it's also a rumbling, whining, or whistling sound resulting from an amplified or broadcast signal as music or speech that has been returned as input and retransmitted. We all know that loud screeching sound you get when you place the microphone too close to the loudspeaker. And we often react in the same way to criticism, just recoiling from the pain and the shock, not maybe the pain in our ears, but the pain in our heart. The thing is, we need feedback to improve, to get better, but you have to strike a balance. If you are too critical of your own efforts, you might just give up. But if you don't, if you're not being critical or accepting criticism from others, getting feedback, you might not improve at all. So you have to find that balance, and that's what we're going to be discussing in this podcast. Now, what I want you to do is take a piece of paper and divide the paper into three columns. If you're not in a place where you can sit down and write on a piece of paper, just do it in your mind. But we have an imaginary piece of paper, and we divide that in three columns. The first column is labeled you. You need to be open to deal with criticism. And I wasn't always open. I've often asked for people's opinions. And the problem, as you know, when you ask for people's opinion, is that they give it to you, and you might not like that opinion. So be sure to at least be open to whatever they have to say. I've often asked for people's opinion just in the hopes that they would, you know, clap and cheer and praise me and throw money at me or whatever. And then when they have, at least in their minds, constructive criticism, I just, you know, took it personally. I was upset and kind of hurt that they would give me this opinion that I asked for. So you have to be open, and you have to deal with it in a rational way and decide what to take in and what not to take in, because not every piece of criticism is going to hit home with you. There might be some things that you disagree with, or they just feel like they have to come up with some sort of criticism. A lot of people are like that if you ask them for their opinion, they feel like it's their obligation to find mistakes or stuff to correct in your art or your story.
I've gotten a lot of rejection letters through the years. Most of them were for a crime novel that I've written and sent out to publishers. Now, I have been published with YA novels and comics and all that, but this particular crime novel never really hasn't really found a home yet. And I would often get these rejection letters that were completely the opposite of the last rejection letter I just got. The first one I got, the first rejection was, they said something like that the plot was so-so, but the fact that they wanted to know more about the characters was what kept them reading to the end, because they really invested in these characters. The next publisher I sent it to said that in their rejection letter said something like that they felt that it was a really strong plot, but that the characters were cardboard cartoon characters, basically. So what to take in? Well, nothing. What I do is I usually just send it off to a new publisher right after I get a rejection. I tend not to mire on the crap and worry about what those people think, because they are not going to publish the book anyway. So who cares what they think, right? Send it to someone else. The second column, you label that the art or the script. Now, this is what they're criticizing, the people you're asking feedback from. This, in the middle column, that's what they're criticizing, not you. Now, this is really important. You are not your art. You are not your story. So, if you feel people are getting too personal, try to get them back on track and talk about the art or the story, whatever it is you're getting feedback on. And it's also very important that if they do hammer away at your artwork or criticize the hell out of it, just don't take it personal, because they're talking about this middle column, not the first column, which is you. So the third column is them, the people you're asking for feedback. Of course, you have to find the right people to ask. It could be peers or people you respect. It should be someone who has a language that they know what they're talking about, what you're talking about. So don't show a piece of music to someone who doesn't know how to read sheet music, for example. Obviously, right? So if you want to have feedback on your comics, show it to another comics creator, or at least someone who knows comics and knows the sort of the language that is spoken in comics. I have an interesting story. I met cover artist Dave Johnson. You might know him from the beautiful covers he does for 100 Bullets, Punisher, all sorts of other stuff. He's a fantastic artist, and I met him at the NYCC, the New York Comic Con, a couple of years back, and showed him my work in progress at that time, Stiletto, my 120 page graphic novel. I showed that to Dave Johnson, and in 30 seconds he spotted a flaw in my art that I had never seen. I had a complete blind spot to this flaw. It seems my faces, especially if I draw them straight on, they tend to get skewed. And now, obviously, I admire Johnson's art, but he just has such an amazing keen eye to spot this mistake that I've been making for probably 15 years, and nobody's ever told me, and I'd never seen it until he put his finger on it. So that was a very, very valuable piece of input, because obviously there's stuff I can do about that. I can, for example, flip the board on my light box and that reveals the skewing or the mistake that I sometimes make. But do realize that when you ask for people's opinion, they're going to give it to you. And obviously, I was hurt and like, what? You can't be serious. Are you saying I'm a bad artist? And he wasn't, but he put his finger on something that was absolutely true. So getting feedback from the right people is critical. You could also do something completely different. Let's forget the three columns for a second and let's give you a little homework assignment. Your homework assignment is to get feedback from a stranger, a complete stranger. Show them your work, show them your art. Just listen, take notes, and say thank you. Don't try to defend. Don't try to explain why you chose to do whatever, or well, I didn't have enough time to do that, this or that with my art, or well, it's a part of a longer story, blah blah blah. Just listen and take notes. Write it down, all of it, and just say thank you, and then sleep on it, and a day or two later, look at your notes and think of what you can use going forward. Now there's a really good lesson in trying to get feedback from people who are not part of your closest family, because that's when the barrier between you and the script or the art, the first and second column, if you will start to wash out, because it's impossible for you to accept what they're saying as something only about the art or the script, and it's impossible for them to give their honest opinion about the art or the script, because you have so much history going on. So I would recommend getting someone who's somewhat removed from your daily social circles, but it should also be someone whose opinion you respect, and you respect their skill level, and that's the reason why I took note on what Dave Johnson said, was because I have a great amount of respect for his craft. But also, I mean, there's no personal relation, there's no agenda and no history. So I think that's about what I'm going to be, what I have to say about feedback at this point. I talked about it in one of the tutorial videos at comicsforbeginners.com. I think it's number 3. I should have checked before I started recording this episode, but never mind. You'll find it. It's actually in number 2. Okay, so that's one of the free ones. So my final words, yeah, go ask for somebody's opinion and take note. Thanks for listening to the Comics for Beginners podcast. For tutorial videos and more hands-on tips on how to write and draw comics, go to comicsforbeginners.com.